All right, and let's figure this gosh darn thing out. Make sure that is rocking. All right, and YouTube video, podcast, audio. So, the truth is 4 hours behind the lie. Folks that check us out on the Twitter or the Facebooks, I did post a screenshot where I searched Kamala Harris, sex workers, and The Root. And the top results were, first, it said 5 hours ago, and it had theroot.com. Let's make sure I have the exactly what it says here. The Root, 5 hours ago, exclusive, Kamala Harris calls for decriminalization of sex work. 4 hours ago, thehill.com, Kamala Harris supports decriminalizing sex work, The Hill. And 1 hour ago, fuckingreason.com.
Yes.
Kamala Harris won't denounce federal law that harms sex workers.
3 minutes ago, New York Post, Kamala Harris thinks sex work should be decriminalized, but they'd put decriminalized in quotes.
So, yeah. So, again, and keep in mind, like, you know, we got that saying, right? A lie gets around the world, blah, 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 before right. The truth gets its shoes tied.
Yeah.
This isn't just a lie in the world, like, because that saying probably came up when, like, the printing press was invented. This is a lie on the internet.
Right.
All right? With a fucking white-owned fake black outlet like The Root. Keep in mind, folks gotta understand, what The Root is what you get when Huffington Post adopts a black child and won't do her hair. That's The Root. Okay? That's what The Root is. Like, but in this case, it wasn't Huffington Post, it was Slate.
Mm-hmm.
Slate adopted a black child, won't do her hair at fucking all. Only black kid with lice is The Root. All right? So, let's hear this, Kamala Harris. All right? And keep in mind, this is a clip from the full episode. The full episode is going to be Patreon only, and unlike some recent ones that we did, it's going to remain Patreon only. It's not going to become free in 3 days or 5 days. It's just going to remain Patreon only for those 59 folks that signed up for that. From literally, I'll throw the number. I'll be honest about the numbers. From $1 to one person, $100. Like, anywhere in there, you get in and you get the whole Patreon only episodes. That's just how we're rocking now. We're being like them niggas struggle sessions.
Right.
We're being like them niggas now.
Being like them niggas. All right.
Yeah. We got fucking bills and shit. It's been a bad season for overtime in the factory.
Yeah.
It's fucking grisly over here. All right. We have more packs of Top Ramen in the cupboard than usual.
We do.
Yeah. Dead up. All right. So let's hear this audio coming off of theroot.com.
Recently, you supported FOSTA. There are many sex workers who feel that law wasn't insensitive to their lives. What is your response to that?
Well, you should know my history on the issue. I mean, back when I was DA, and remember, I was elected DA over 15 years ago, actually. I took office in 2004.
This, again, this is that shit I hate. Like, I hate listening to these politicians talk. We don't need all these words.
Right.
We don't need all these fucking words. I don't care about your fucking story. This isn't fucking story time.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, decrim or not, what's cracking?
Right. Like, yeah, start with the answer, yes or no, and here's why. Just fucking do that.
Yeah, but they do the fucking here's why to avoid a yes or no.
Right, exactly.
Jesus Christ. And dead up, well, I was riffing to Phoenix about this before we played it, like, looking at a picture of her on the other screen, like, I don't think Kamala Harris has to straighten her hair. I think it just grows out like that. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at her sister again.
Her sister, same, both parents the same?
Yep.
Alright.
And I was advocating then that we have to stop arresting these prostitutes. And instead go after the Johns and the pimps. Because we were criminalizing the women.
All right, so she said we have to go after the Johns and the pimps.
Yes.
Where have we fucking heard that before?
I think in Sweden. Sweden? Is that a... Sweden's a country? Oh, by the way, if you read the headline of the picture that you have up there, what does it say? MSNBC hired her as an analyst. Kamala's sister.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. She won't be biased at all.
Not at all.
What the fuck?
No, so that's the thing. I just, you know, to clarify, I know we talk about it all the time, but to make sure everyone's really, really fucking clear, decriminalization of sex work means that neither purchasing services nor selling sexual services is criminalized. You cannot be arrested. You cannot be charged with a crime. You cannot be fined, nothing, right? So it's perfectly legal. There's no punishment attached to that. However, when you say go after the Johns, go after the pimps, well, which also is like kind of like disingenuous, right? Because even under decriminalization, pimping is still illegal because that is stealing someone else's earnings. That is coercing someone else to labor for you or to be in a coercive sexual relationship. That is still illegal. Human trafficking is still illegal under decrim. So let's not even talk about pimps right now. But she says, go after the Johns. That is the Nordic model, where it is not illegal to sell sexual services, but it is illegal to purchase them. We've been over it a million times. There's tons of problems with that. It creates racism. It creates increased police surveillance, police brutality, harassment, doxing, stalking. The way those laws tend to be set up, sex workers aren't allowed to have communities. You can't live with a sex worker, right? If a sex worker has an adult children or has, you know, romantic partners, those people can be charged as traffickers because they're living off the proceeds of sex work. That is what the Nordic model is, and it's fucking horrible. The goal of that is to end demand by making it impossible for women in particular, to be in the sex trade industry. And so they make you as uncomfortable as possible, hoping everyone gets out of the industry, even though you can't get arrested. And that's their thing, is it's not bad because you can't get jail time, but it's horrible in every other way. That's what she's promoting right there.
All right. And there's more audio.
Of course there is.
Women, but not the men who associated with it and making money off of it and profiting off of it.
All right, now that's a bullshit lie. Pimps go to jail all the time. Like,
exactly.
That Bishop Magic Don Juan guy told stories about being put in jail, and then the cops would actually not arrest the sex workers. They would take him to the cell and show him in the cell, mm-hmm. like just in his underwear without all his fancy clothes on, mm-hmm. and be like, look, this is this guy. He's just a piece of shit.
Right.
You know, like, and I doubt those cops had good intentions with that. They were just trying to break a nigger down.
Right.
You know, like, that's the cops' perspective. I'm not in favor of the pimp or the cops. That's my position.
Right.
But, like, fucking pimps go to jail. My nigga, T-Boy to D-Boy, an older cat. He's 9 years older than me from Hilltop, Tacoma. He was an OG Hilltop blood before that ended. And he was a pimp, and he went to jail. That's really the only thing he went to jail for was pimping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That's it, because I think it's, soliciting is the charge.
Okay.
Yeah, so pimps go to jail for soliciting. So she's fucking
pimping,
lying.
Pandering. So there's a bunch of charges. Pandering is one.
Yep.
That
was mentioned by Yuck Mouth and the Loonies on their second album, Lunatic Music. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of charges. And so, yeah, no, pimps already do go to jail because those things are illegal. But those trafficking-type charges or pandering or solicitation, those type charges are not related to sex work charges, right? So actual prostitution charges, right? Pimps are already criminalized, and they would still be criminalized under a decriminalization model. So I don't know why people insist on, well, because it's easy to conflate them to confuse people. That's why they get conflated.
And then also Johns or clients also were already criminalized. Like, we've seen the shows of the cop stings, mm-hmm. where fucking they get a cis woman cop to stand on the corner, play sex worker. Mm-hmm. And I remember one that I saw, it was a city sanitation worker, garbage truck driver.
Yeah.
Like, literally in the garbage truck trying to talk to the cop that he thought was a sex worker.
Right.
So all this shit is already illegal, like her bullshit lynching bill.
Right.
Bullshit. All right. Fucking Kamala's so full of shit. This is a Bernie or bust household. All right, let's go.
I started even before I was elected DA. So this would have been 2000, 2002. A whole coalition that was focused on what I called sexually exploited youth.
And this might be true that she started a coalition or not, but I need to see paperwork. I don't believe these niggas.
I don't doubt that she did that, but I want to see how much good they actually did for their clients. That is what I would like to see.
Yeah, quantified.
A lot of these organizations and movements or whatever that are, like, supposed to be for trafficked teenagers and whatnot, they really just are like, Jesus is going to save you. Go work minimum wage at McDonald's or go into some shitty foster care house.
They're the crisis pregnancy centers of sex work.
Basically, yes.
Which other people were calling teenage prostitutes because the system was arresting these young people.
It still does. It still fucking does.
No, she said was, past tense. Did Kamala fixed it.
Did we not just fucking cover the Crystal Kaiser case a couple months ago? Remember that young black girl was like 16 years old, killed some nigga, kept touching on her, as she put it. And he was already being investigated for making child porn in his basement, and she shot him, and she's fucking facing life in prison right now?
Kamala's on, she's on that.
Yeah, okay.
That's literally what her whole campaign is about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I noticed Kamala, you notice that she's gonna start saying the word sex workers? I guarantee you she hired some niggas that,
oh yeah,
like, that's a shit, like, Sanders needs niggas like us as advisors.
He really does.
Cause he does. He is still speaking 70s language.
Right.
Like, he is not up to date on the language, man. And these social justice fake niggas like Imani Gandhi can exploit that.
Mm-hmm. Instead of understanding that they needed to be in a safe place, and so we advocated for safe houses instead of incarceration.
How, like, I advocated for does not mean did.
Right, but also if they did, again, I wonder who was fucking running them. What was the fucking, like, what kind of job training were you doing? How reliable was the person who was running it? Were police allowed to just come and stop by and do checks on these kids?
That's kind of like, yeah, you know what, how who was running it? How was it ran? Because remember, they, shit, I don't know if you were with the wine cellar yet when, we covered a story. It was a rapist in Texas, and part of his sentence was to
work at the rape call center.
Yes, and a place where they where victims actually went,
yeah,
to be counseled and shit. Yeah, so yeah, who's running this?
Mm-hmm. Of these young people. So this is my history with the issue. In terms of Backpage, similarly, Backpage was providing advertisement for the sale of children.
Was that what Backpage was doing?
There were some. See, that, even that is like a disingenuous statement, because a lot of the minors who were on there posted their own ads because they were kids who couldn't go home for some reason. So they were a lot of like LGBT youth who didn't have housing. It was a lot of runaways. It was kids who got lost by foster care who were advertising themselves.
All right, so they were pimping themselves,
they
need to be arrested. You have to arrest the pimps.
You have to arrest the pimps, yeah.
Fucking pimping-ass kids. Yeah. Fuck wrong with y'all.
Yeah, but there were definitely people who, like, there were pimps who exploited teenagers on there, but the number has been vastly, vastly overstated. I can't imagine why.
Of minors. And unlike Craigslist, which said, we're going to stop doing it, the people who are running Backpage basically thumbed their nose at us and kept doing it, making money off of the sale of youth.
Just a fuck. Let's let it keep riding. She's a fucking lying piece of shit.
And so I called for them to be shut down. And I have no regrets about that. Now, on the issue of providing a safe place for sex workers,
But now peep how she didn't talk about how now police said trafficking is actually increased because everyone went to the street and everyone has a pimp now. So there's actually more trafficking now that it's shut down. And then those kids who was being trafficked, they can't find them anymore because there's no more digital footprint. Peep how she left that out. I think it was San Francisco. I posted an article a couple weeks ago. They said that trafficking has increased like 500%.
Okay, but Kamala don't trust no police. Kamala said, fuck the police. Though anything the police say is a lie to gangster niggas like Kamala.
She only said that when she was high and listening to Tupac. Then she got sober and forgot all about that shit.
That's right. She was listening to Tupac when he was about 12. Shit. And you know what the funny thing is? The time that she claimed she was listening to Tupac, if I have the timeline right, he was moving to Baltimore and finding out the high rate of AIDS and HIV and putting together a coalition to raise awareness and stop the spread.
She's a hipster. She knew about Tupac before the rest of us.
You damn right. Mm-hmm. She was kicking it with him like that music video he did with Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Before she was Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. Kamala made the beat. Mm-hmm. Beatings by Kamala. Mm-hmm. She is a cop. All right.
Huge advocate for that always have been.
Do you think that sex work ought to be decriminalized?
I think so. I do. I think that we have to understand, though, that it is not
Here it comes.
As simple as that?
Well, it's not a, I do,
but it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all,
she's so much like Obama. Here comes the butt.
All right, so what is it?
It is also about there's an ecosystem.
An ecosystem? What the fuck does that word have to do with shit? Just throwing words out there. Just, ooh, man, so we're going to start this podcast, but, ugh. Do we have enough honey mustard for that? I don't think we have enough honey mustard to start a podcast. You're not going to be able to do it. We can't do it.
We have enough honey mustard.
I mean, thanks for the vote, fam. I'm president now, but fucking ain't got enough honey mustard.
Around that, that includes crimes that harm people. And for those...
No shit. Crimes that harm people. I've never heard of such crimes.
Mm. Issues. I do not believe that anybody who hurts another human being or...
Well, sex workers want decriminalization so that they can go and have someone arrested when they're harmed.
Yeah.
We don't need you talking. Sex workers are already saying that. Fucking lying, dirty scumbag motherfucker.
Profits off of their exploitation?
That's what capitalism is.
Right, yeah. I don't want, I don't want people profiting off sex workers. However, if you have a regular job, fuck you.
Yeah, like, if the camera, I think I'm behind the microphone, but if the camera could see my beard, I've got Santa beard partially, because fucking cleaning dust and shit out of shit, doing preventative maintenance, because I'm being exploited for my labor.
I can see it on your eyelashes.
It's on my eyelashes?
Yeah.
It was last time, too, yeah.
That includes crimes that harm people? And for those issues, I do not believe that anybody who hurts another human being or profits off of their exploitation should be admonished or should be free.
Wait, so she doesn't like profit off of exploitation? So this is Comrade Kamala Rad?
Right, Comrade Kamala. But wait, when she says, what crimes is she fucking talking about?
She's being very specific here.
What crimes?
The criminal ones.
The criminal ones.
Yeah, the illegal crimes.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Fucking, damn, light-skinned niggas. Fucking freckles clogging your brain cells.
Shit.
Harm people. And for those issues, I do not believe that anybody who hurts another human being or profits off of their exploitation should be admonished or should be free of criminal prosecution.
Ooh, nigga, her eyes lit up when she said the word prosecution. There's something about that.
She also, like, had a little Freudian slip there.
Oh, what was it?
Because she meant to say that they should be admonished.
Oh, shit. A Joydian slip.
Yes. Joydian drip.
But when you're talking about consenting adults, I think that, you know, yes, we should really consider that we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. But
see, she's saying consensual. She's not saying transactional.
Right.
It is a business transition.
Right.
A business transition. My bad. A business
transaction.
Transition. Yeah, it's a service transaction.
Right.
And she's not
also
saying
she's
that.
She's not saying, like, what would define... Because this is the thing, she keeps talking about, like, the exploitation, but then is saying if it's consensual, it's okay. But most people view that type of transaction as inherently non-consensual because nobody would be doing it unless they absolutely had to and couldn't get a better job and blah, blah, blah. So how are you going to enforce this alleged decriminalization model if the understanding of people is that it's not possible for it to be consensual in the first place?
Oh, I consent to your vote for me. Thanks for the vote, fam. Damn, I had no jokes. I had no fucking jokes. Okay.
At the point that anyone's being harmed or exploited, then I think we have to understand that's a different matter.
Should black people get reparations?
I think there has to be some form of reparations, and we can discuss what that is. But look.
Okay, yeah, and then they go on to her fucking bullshit about reparations.
Yeah, which she doesn't actually support. She said yes, but then by the time it was over, she said no.
That's relatively amusing.
Yeah, because start off with yes, because here's all these things black people went through, and then it ended with, and that's why everyone should get it. Everyone who makes less than a certain amount should get tax breaks.
Which, fucking tax breaks? And then, like, so how much is it? And then, like, aren't your taxes based off of how much you make?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't make much, you don't get much of a break.
Right.
Woo! Thanks for the $5 more in my pocket.
Yeah.
I think I'll go to the Dollar Theater by myself. And I'll be sure to sneak in a candy bar from Dollar Tree.
Yes.
Thanks, Comrade Mala.
Comrade Mala.
All right. Fucking winecellarmedia.com. Again, this is a clip from the full episode that is Patreon only. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William is the tip jar, but Patreon.com/winecellarmediafund is where you can sign up and get full Martha Fraggin episodes moving forward.
Yes.
All right. Well, there will be full episodes public, but not all.
Not all.
Yeah, episodes. Not all episodes.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're having a fucking good time over here, buddy.